Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL, alongside senior recruiting editor Andrew Bone. Down there in the special center square is Tim Watts, our site publisher. And big news on the recruiting trail, guys, is Lotsier Brooks, a dynamic playmaker from the state of New Jersey, has committed to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Tim Watts, another interesting evaluation by Kalen DeBoer and his staff.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at the guys Alabama's offering and committing, I think this Kalen DeBoer staff has thrown three-star rankings out the window, especially this early. When it comes to those rankings, which are always often, you know, very often discussed when you see a player three-star, there's 10 months from the final ranking. You know, we have Charles Power doing those rankings. He does a terrific job. This guy's film screens, I'm not a three-star. I don't know what he ends up being ranked, but it screens, I'm going to go up in the rankings. I'm extremely fast. I got playmaking skills. People that evaluate, offer, and try to commit me know what they're doing. And the rest of the stuff just works itself out and catches up. But, again, this is a guy, you look at him, you click on his huddle film, and you're blown away. 22 touchdowns, good competition up in that Jersey area, doing a lot of things right on this film. And it's not just his speed, which we love, but it's his quick burst, first step, and, you know, getting out and just blowing people away.
So, Andrew Bone, tell us how this sort of all came together. I guess Jamarcus Shepherd shows up as his primary recruiter from the Alabama side of things. Jamarcus, of course, coaches wide receivers at Alabama. But again, you look at the tape, you see corner, you see wide receiver, you see a lot of different things this guy can do. And Tim alluded to it, strong competition, I guess, not too far from that Philadelphia metropolitan area. And just get into how this sort of came together.
I think when sometimes kids just kind of fall through the cracks, you kind of miss things. And it doesn't happen often with us at BOL, but yeah, this is a kid that went to Alabama's camp last summer, ran a 4.40 in the 40, was offered by the previous staff, but is not really on social media. He doesn't do really any interviews. He keeps things really tight-lipped, doesn't really go to any camp. So he kind of, under the radar. And we saw that last year with Rico Scott. It kind of emerged during the spring and everybody was just shocked when he announced his commitment to Alabama. But once you watched the film, you weren't really surprised. But Lazier Brooks visited Alabama again last weekend, attended practice on Friday, and, you know, heard immediately about him, that he was one of Alabama's top overall targets. And you look at the wide receivers that are visiting Alabama this spring that have set official visit dates for this summer, including a few five stars, some guys in the top 100, they went ahead and took this guy. So that should tell you a lot about Lazier Brooks and kind of where he is on Alabama's recruiting board. They feel extremely excited about him, his future, and this is a great pickup for Alabama, a kid that had a lot of offers. Alabama, Penn State, Tennessee, Kentucky were kind of the top schools on his list, and he was supposed to visit Kentucky on Friday, but end up canceling that visit. Has an official set for Alabama on May the 31st, and told me the other day that he's not going to take any other visits. That's the only visit for him, and a big part of that, as you mentioned, was Jamarcus Shepherd. Jamarcus Shepherd did a tremendous job recruiting him, said that he talked to Coach Shep immediately once he joined the coaching staff. Coach Shep didn't know about him at all. When he was at Washington, came to Alabama, kind of looked over Alabama's previous recruiting board, the previous staff's recruiting board, saw Lazier Brooks on there, evaluated him, connected with him immediately, and now he's on Alabama's commitment list.
Tim, we talk about this staff having a type, and it seems like athlete types are a big part of what Kalen DeBoer and his folks prefer. I mean, you talk about Duke Johnson, even though he's a bigger athlete, maybe more of a linebacker, but we've seen it previously with some commitments like Derek Smith, Zamir Smith. You really can go down the line of these eight commitments prior to this. That's kind of how this is shaken out with these kind of athletes and these kind of playmakers.
Yeah, position flexibility is going to be huge for this staff. Although I think Brooks is a, you know, he's a locked in wide receiver, but has the ability. There's some stuff on Twitter and on other areas of social showing his vertical jump. I think what Shep looks for, and if you watch in his interviews and what he talks about, he knows exactly what he wants in a wide receiver. And this guy's not just a speedster. He's fast. He's quick. He's got all those little intangibles you want. But he's also got tremendous ball skills. He's a natural ball catcher. He's a route runner. He's open. I mean, he's doing all the little things. And this isn't a guy where you just see bomb after bomb after bomb. He's catching those, you know, those tunnel screens. He's catching short and taking it long. But, I mean, everything he does, there's no wasted moment. And when he accelerates, he's grabbing it. What I found most interesting about him is we've waited a long time for Kalen DeBoer's first offensive skill player, and to get him, he's absolutely phenomenal.
5'10", about 170 pounds. We just saw it on that first clip. Working inside, you would anticipate that given his measurables, and just absolutely leaving folks on a slot go, slot fade. And then as we move through the highlights again, here he is at corner. And you want to see the ability to accelerate both in terms of breaking on the football and then from that point forward, it being an easy six. This guy can flat out motor Andrew Bone.
Yeah, absolutely. And he, you know, he's been clocked at 22 and a half mile an hour on the field. I mean, it's a 4.4 40 guy. As we mentioned, you know, ran a 4.4 at Alabama's football camp. But coach also told me he's been clocked at a 4.3 in the 40, which, you know, watching the film, you're not surprised. I mean, he doesn't only have, you know, track speed. He's got that game speed as well, and that's what you really want, you know, in an elite football player. And, you know, this is a guy that Alabama, you know, targeted early, kind of kept things really quiet, as we mentioned. But, man, they are extremely excited to have him on board. And I think this staff was happy that he kind of flew under the radar, that, you know, he wasn't one of these big five-star kids that was, you know, receiving a ton of attention. They could quietly recruit him, get him on board, and, you know, now he's pretty much shut down his recruitment.
Tim, we saw him as a blocker just a minute ago. Not the biggest guy, but apparently willing in that regard. And then right here in the red zone, he wants to run that sort of slot fade again. Play gets extended, and then he shows some instincts coming back to his quarterback, presenting himself to his quarterback, and finishing there too.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things I liked about him. He showed not – this isn't a track guy. This is a football player. I mean, a lot of the things he did are what you'd expect from guys that just know football, adding his speed. And, again, his quickness right here, when he grabs a gear, when he plants his foot, cuts, and goes, he's a problem. I mean, watch him accelerate right here. Game over. Wasn't a lot of space there. He maneuvered really well. Just quick feet, you know, and the burst and the instinct. And it's not surprising. I think this is a guy that fits exactly the most, you know, because the discussion was a lot of Bama only wants big wide receivers. Well, that's not the case. I mean, Jeremy Bernard's not a big guy. I think you go back to Rome, the star wide receiver at Washington, who was at 6'2", 6'3 range. But they want guys that are fast. They want that in the secondary. They want that at their in the wide receiver position. They want people that can run, that have speed. And I think he fits the mold in every way.
Yeah, Andrew, we see him here on a crossing route, 5'10", but you go watch up this and catch the football.
He's got tremendous ball skills going up and getting high pointing it.
Love to see that from a smaller receiver, the ability, Andrew, to play bigger in certain situations. And he's not just an inside guy. We see him here lined up outside at sort of an X position. Takes the quick ball and turns it into a nice pickup. And some of this stuff, Andrew, too, it looks like from high school to college is going to be translatable for him, because I think with Kalen DeBoer, there's going to be more of the return to the receiver screens and those type of things. And that seems to be right up his alley.
Yeah. I mean, you got a guy that, you know, is extremely explosive, you know, a guy that, you know, coming into an offense that, you know, wants to, you know, be an explosive offense. So why not go out and get somebody that can get up and go? So this guy that can take it the distance really much, you know, pretty much anywhere out on the field. I think he's also going to be a dynamic player on special teams for Alabama here in the future. You know, he's not just going to be a, you know, a star weapon on the offensive side. I think he's going to be, you know, punt return, kick return, and could start out there, you know, as early as a freshman. Of course, they do have some, you know, pretty special talent coming in, including Ryan Williams. So he might have something to say about it. But, you know, you pair him up with the guys that Alabama was able to sign in that 2024 class, and now you get him. I mean, this is a they're going to be all right in the future at the wide receiver position.
Dynamic, to say the least. So, Tim Watts, Give us a little bit of a synopsis on where this Alabama class sits right now and where you think it could be headed in the not too distant future.
Yeah, I think we've seen, I think overall, we saw a new staff that felt they were behind and really crushed it in the spring with getting visitors. Seen a few commitments from that, mostly linebackers, as the round table will tell you. But we saw some commitments there from their top guys, kind of wrap that up. And we've seen it kind of slow down where you're not seeing 100 guys each week because they couldn't maintain that pace. But what they did was everybody got their first taste of meeting Kalen DeBoer and staff. Now we're seeing guys come back, guys commit, guys they're sold on. I've been told multiple times this staff is a little bit obsessive with their film watching. So we're seeing a lot of guys, a lot of film. Mo Lindquist and Shep are two that I've heard watch a ton of film. And, you know, seeing this guy come up as their number one wide receiver target possibly, that would make sense to us. So I think we're heading into this 8A game, spring visits. Because let's be honest, they haven't seen a lot of these guys play live. Those spring visits when they're going school to school are going to be important. And then, as you know, the officials coming up this summer.
Yeah, I think guys, Andrew, that have that ability to commit right now have to be high on the board because Alabama still has the portal to use if it wants to at certain spots. So if you like Alatziere Brooks enough right now to take a commitment from him, I think that speaks even more loudly than it would have perhaps in years past pre-portal.
It's April 13th. I mean, you're have the ability to go ahead and commit to a school like Alabama. You're a damn good football player. So I think Alabama is, got the guy that they really wanted, early on. You know, of course, you got to hope that he doesn't take any visits down the road, but, you know, they're excited about him. I think, you know, going forward, you know, you're kind of looking at, you know, some of these other wide receivers who are going to be taking visits here in June, like Caleb Cunningham, five-star out of Mississippi, Travis Smith, out of Georgia. You know, there's some other guys that they're going to have on campus throughout the month. So, it's a great start to the wide receiver class. And as Tim mentioned, you know, this is really the first offensive commitment in 2025, since Kalen DeBoer joined the staff. They do have a commitment from Anthony Turbo Rogers, the running back out of Carver Montgomery, but you know, he committed to the previous staff. So this was really the first 25 offensive commitment for Alabama. And I know they're very, very happy.
Great stuff from Andrew Bone and Tim Watts right here on the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. If you want even more great information from this dynamic duo, head over to BamaOnline.com, the roundtable. That's where you're going to find us, BamaOnline.com. And if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, we certainly encourage you to do that as well. Anything else, Tim, before we get out of here?
No, that's good. I think we probably should have mentioned him as a possible return specialist now that I think about it, but the interesting thing, did we mention him?
Yeah. Andrew, I think, got us on that.
I don't listen to Andrew. So well, I just say that anytime you get a commitment and the discussion is he Tyreek Hill, David Palmer, Jalen Waddle, when you start slinging the comparisons out there, I think he's probably a good one.
Come for the breaking recruiting news here on our YouTube home. Stay for the Step Brothers remake with Tim Watts and Andrew Bone. Great stuff as always, guys. We certainly appreciate it. For Andrew and Tim, Travis Schreier, thanking you. And until next time, so long, everybody.